When we say the Shema in the section of Lo'olam Yehei Adam, so the Torah writes that Rabbi Yehuda Chassid was accustomed to say Baruch Shem Kavod Machlusol Lam Voed after Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and he would have kavana, he would have intent to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, because sometimes they would delay and they wouldn't recite Kriyat Shema in the davening till after the Zman of Kriyat Shema, and therefore he would say Shema Yisrael followed by Baruch Shem Kavod Machlusol Lam Voed. Now, the truth is that the Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi in the Gemara Brachos says that to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, all you need to say is the first line, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So why do we need to say Baruch Shem Kvod Machson Lam Voed? So the Prisha explains that if we just say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad in this context, it might give off the implication that we are not saying it for the purpose of a mitzvah, when indeed we need to say it, let's say, when we reach Kriyat Shema in its regular slot, it's going to be after the Zman of Kriyat Shema. So, because when we say Shema Yisrael, why are we saying Shema Yisrael? We're saying that happy is our portion. We're saying that happy is us, that we have the ability. Then the morning, the evening, that what do we say? Shema Yisrael, Shema Mokene, Shema Echad. So we could read this line of Shema Yisrael as just an expression, a sipur devarim, an expression of what we do. And we're happy that every morning, every evening, we say Shema Yisrael. But once we're saying Baruch Shem Kvod Machson Levoed, so then the Prisha writes, Nirashu Mechavid Achshav Liyachid Hashem. And then it appears as if we have intent to be Miyachid Hashem, to express our belief that Hashem Echad, that Hashem is one. So by saying Baruch Shem Kvod Machson Levoed, in this context, it gives off the kavana of for the mitzvah of Shema Yisrael, of saying Shema, especially in a situation where you're going to miss Zman Kriyat Shema if you wait to say Shema later on after Pesukei Dezimra. It should be noted that the Mishnah Berurah and Simon Mem Vav Siv Katan Lamed Aleph writes that there are different opinions about what you need to say to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. So the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's opinion was that just to say the first line of Shema Yisrael Hashem Kenet Shem Echad. However, there are other opinions that you should recite the first parsha of Kriyat Shema, the first parak of Kriyat Shema. And so that's the Mishnah Berurah writes that. And he says even better if you to say all three parshios. That's the Pri Chadash writes that you should write all three, you should recite all three parshios. That's why some people have the practice that if indeed they are not going to reach Kriyat Shema after Pesukei Dezimra in time for the Zman of Kriyat Shema, so then they will not merely say the line of Shema Yisrael, not merely say Baruch Shem Kvod Machson Levoed, but they'll actually say all three paragraphs of Kriyat Shema.